The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
All righty, here we go. Bobby Tarlow standing by and ready to go. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning, Melzi. Australia and Canada will be asked this week by California Governor Gavin Newsom to send firefighters to help battle this state's massive bush blazes, most caused by lightning strikes and a searing heat wave. Two fire clusters between San Francisco and Sacramento have broken records to become the second and third largest wildfires by size in recent California history. More than 1 million acres, that's 400,000 hectares, have burned over the past week, with hundreds of homes destroyed. At least six people have been killed.
Oh, no, no, no.
She lost most of her horses and goats as the flames swept through her ranch.
If I stop to think about it too long, it overwhelms me.
Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, yet some residents are staying behind.
Stop the fire around the house over there. I'm just trying to, you know, save this neighborhood we have.
Then to the two tropical storms advancing across the Caribbean, named Marco and Laura. They comprise a potential 1-2 blow to Louisiana. Laura has already brought high wind and heavy rain to the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Dominican Republic, while Marco pushes through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba.
I just feel afraid that I'm going to lose my house, and I don't have anywhere to go right now, especially with the virus.
She's in New Orleans, has reason to worry, as Laura and Marco are both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart this week. Forecaster Dylan Dreyer with NBC doesn't see the two storms combining.
This is not going to turn into one big superstorm, but we are going to see days of rain and wind and storm surge.
Turning to the coronavirus, with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, saying the virus death toll here could top 200,000 by September 12th, less than 3 weeks from now. Cases have been surging on college campuses in at least 36 states. Campus area packed parties like that one are the culprit, with few masks and little, if any, social distancing. Just this morning, Syracuse University in New York State suspended 23 students after a large gathering on campus. Finally, this is Donald Trump's big week as his Republican Party convenes virtually starting tomorrow to officially nominate him and VP Mike Pence for second terms. Melzi and Basil, Trump will accept on your Friday in a speech from the White House South Lawn.